Good morning. It's 7:35.
Time for commentary and analysis from Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, brought to you by Liberty University. There are high expectations for the Washington Nationals this year after winning the National League East last year. But is there a risk of overhyping the team? Our dueling commentary begins now with Cal Thomas. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. In politics, in sports, in life, it's better to lower expectations about yourself and exceed them than it is to elevate yourself and fall short. That's what worries me about all the talk of World Series for the Nationals. It's good to have a goal. It's good to honor Davey Johnson in his last season as manager. Heck, it's great to have Steven Strasburg back at full strength and the rest of the solid pitching staff. There appear to be no weak spots on paper. I recall several Washington Redskins teams that were good enough on paper to get to the playoffs, but they never did for several reasons. Last year, the Nationals weren't expected to get as far as they did. That was what thrilled so many fans. Perhaps some biblical wisdom might be a help for the Nationals and the sports writers who are talking World Series. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. I will be at as many games as possible, but a little humility might serve everyone well. Mike and Bruce?
All right, Cal, now we go to commentator Bob Beckel.
Major League Baseball returned with a vengeance to Washington, D.C. last year. The Washington Nationals ended their regular season winning 98 games, leading all of Major League Baseball. Several baseball blogs predicting the 2013 World Series winner had the Nats routinely in third position behind Toronto and L.A. The constant hype for the 13 Nationals has made Washington fans delirious, but baseball stats do not favor the Nats. Since 1980, only three of 33 teams with the best regular season record have gone on to win the World Series. The Nats made the playoffs for the first time in 2012. Since 1980, no team that made the playoffs for the first time the previous year went on to win the series. I'm not trying to cast a spell on the Nationals. I just want everyone to go into the season with their eyes wide open.
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel's views are their own, and it's all part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.
Liberty University, the nation's seventh largest university, is committed to academic excellence, a Christian worldview, and the founding principles of our great nation. Learn more. Visit liberty.edu/champions.